It's time to talk MTCS sports. It's time for Cougar Corner with Brian Barrett and John Dinkins. Live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike, the primetime sports team is joined by Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches to talk about their most recent games and upcoming opponents. It's time to talk Orange and White on FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and streaming online at GoPrimetimeSports.com on Cougar Corner.
And welcome into the coaches' conversation here. Middle Tennessee Christian School hosting the Big Hail Tournament, and that's where Coach Dan Wilkerson is. So that gives us the opportunity to talk to Katie McKnight and Jimmy McKnight, and they have now felt the power of wearing the headphones this morning. Coaches, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Doing well. Jimmy, this it's got to be pretty special for you to be able to hang around here with your young daughter.
It's very much a special time to be able to spend time with basketball and just in life with her, and then also to work with all these young girls and help them learn the game of basketball. It's been a big thing for me.
Okay, so give me the lowdown here, because my daughter's 9. When is it that they want to have nothing to do with you, and when do they come back around?
For us, we've been very blessed that it's not ever really been that way. Yeah. Now, there has been some days when we had disagreements about what we should be doing about basketball and other things, but we've been blessed in that area.
Katie, I guess I can ask you the same thing. You coach the middle school teams, right?
Yes, sir.
What's it like having Dad hanging around now?
It's nice. It's different at times. You never get away from basketball. It's we're together in practice. We come home, talk about basketball. So that's nice. Plus, it's great to have a second set of eyes that kind of sees the same things I do.
Yeah. Now, you played from 2003 to 2007 mm-hmm. at Middle Tennessee Christian School. What have you done since then?
I am currently at MTSU, majoring in physical education and elementary education. This is my last semester, so I'll graduate in May. And then I took over the elementary program as soon as I graduated high school, and then this is my first year with middle school.
How has that transition been? I know that's a big leap. You take on a program who, I don't know, they went for 15, 20 years, I guess, without losing a game.
Yes,
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but,
yes.
You know, it was seriously, what, 2 years?
2 years. 2 years without losing a game. So that was, and we knew going into it, you know, that this was going to be tough. But the girls knew that, you know, and this year they really just came to play. I mean, we lost some games, but we also won some, you know, as well. And they really did a good job. I was proud of them this year.
The transition from elementary to middle school, I guess you got to see some of these young people play in elementary too.
Yes.
Which helped.
In fact, my eighth graders, I had 2 eighth graders this year that I had from start to finish. So that's really neat to see them grow, to see them transition, you know, and grow with the game.
Junior high girls basketball, is it pretty competitive in this Duck River League?
It's totally different than elementary ball.
Is it? I can imagine.
You know, everybody's always competitive, but the game moves faster, and that was the biggest transition for me, was, you know, from elementary to middle school, making that jump, especially as a coach.
Kind of a tough week this last week, I guess, a couple of losses, but, you know, what I've noticed about a couple of Ashlyn Wilkerson and Abby Buckner, they're mainstays, and when one maybe is struggling a little
yes.
bit, the other is picks up that slack plus handles what they had
right,
too.
Right. We've kind of got a trio going on between Camden Adams and Ashlyn Wilkerson and Abby Buckner. We just finished up playing in the Hail tournament and lost to Watertown, but you know, Cammie Adams had a big game, and it's like when one of the three of them is off, we, you know, the others pick up the slack. So that's nice.
Jimmy, the Hail tournament has been going on for a long time. I'm sure you've seen a lot of basketball over there, haven't you?
It's been going on. I've been around a little bit longer than it has, but it's been going on for a long time, and been lucky to, you know, I attended Middle Tennessee Christian School myself.
Did you know?
Many, many, many years ago, and played basketball there many years ago. And so just to be able to come back to do the same thing and work through this has been a special event for me. A lot of good basketball has been played at the Christian School by the Christian School teams, and many other good teams have been there, and it's just been fantastic.
So with that said, you have seen basketball and sports and really maybe the school at its infancy or growing stage and continuing to see that. But for people who haven't been over there in a while that were maybe in school when you were, they're not going to recognize what's going on.
Exactly. A lot of new facilities. The board and the administration's doing a wonderful job of continuing to grow the school to provide a good education. Still the main focus there, Christian-based education, and to stay up with the current times with facilities. Of course, we recently added football not that long ago, so continuing on doing a lot of good things. And we have a lot of sports that they're very competitive in.
I think it's very, very interesting that Middle Tennessee Christian School has had a football program for, you know, a handful of years and have already been to the playoffs for a couple of years. And I know this last year was kind of tough, but when you jump in, you jump in all the way, you know, and have been on the cusp in girls basketball, high school-wise, of just – you know, being a step away from making that first state tournament appearance.
For three years in a row, you know, runner-up in regions and districts, and we battled against a very tough Forest team that went to the state one of those years and won it, and then get to the sub-state for two or three years. So they've been very, very close. Dan's done a good job and the folks that's helped him and bringing that program along.
Katie, having a part of that, I guess coming in on you were with Coach Wilkerson for 1 year, I
My
think,
senior
right?
Senior year, yes.
Your senior uh-huh. year. So you were obviously there in transition, but to see where the program was and now is, it's a pretty amazing thing to see, isn't it?
It is. It's totally different. You know, coming from my freshman sophomore years where we won just a handful of games and then ended up, you know, my senior year going to finishing as strong as we did, that's a total difference.
Now, Coach Wilkerson was there doing what you're doing.
Yes.
Back in the day, I guess. I guess that's the terminology. But what do you aspire to do? I mean, I know that you're enjoying what you're doing now, but what do you want to do once this semester's over at MTSU, and what are you looking at?
I would rather go physical education somewhere. And I would rather be either middle school or late elementary school. I like this age group. I haven't had a whole lot of experience with, you know, the high school girls, obviously, because they've been doing the other. But I really enjoy this age. This age is a fun age.
You know, I talk to young people. We have several that do some of the work back at the station, Jimmy. And I know from my personal experience in radio, for instance, I started when I was in high school, worked through high school my junior and senior year, 4 years, well, four and a half. It took me an extra semester to get through. But by the time I graduated, I had almost 6.5 years of experience. I mentioned that to all of these young people that come through and work at the radio station. You've got this experience to add to your resume. Same thing going on right here with Katie. That has got to be a plus to somebody who says, this kid's already been out there coaching.
She's had a wealth of knowledge. She's been able to work with a lot of good different people from when she was a player, working with the Christian school, and she also did some things with some lessons with some other people. She's been around a lot of coaches that's been very successful. And just to draw from all that knowledge makes her a better coach. You know, we're still doing the elementary also, so we're still taking those girls from the fourth grade and trying to teach them the game of basketball, and just now she has the opportunity to take them on into the junior high, so it's a good thing. And you know, on-the-job training's the best. You know that. I know it.
Yeah.
Us old guys have been doing it for a long time. You can talk it, you can read it, but when you're really in there doing it, it's when you learn.
What do you do in your free time? What free time do you have? I didn't know you were doing the elementary, too.
Not a whole lot, really, other than watch basketball on TV. But we do. Our whole family is very basketball-focused. So.
Well, we do ride some horses, do some trail riding, and oh, by the way, I do have a job, and oh, by the way, she has 18 hours of college, so we do find some time. But you have to focus on what you're doing, put the effort into it, but you have to make a point to work the other things too. So we make it a point to go ride, or we make it a point to do other things. As a family, we're very close as a family.
Yeah. And to be close as a family like that, and to be able to spend your extracurricular time, I guess, if you will, together as a family, that has to be pretty special.
It's very special. And my wife, she's involved a lot behind the scenes, and she's enjoyed basketball. Maybe not hardly as much as we have, but she does enjoy the game of basketball. She really enjoyed it when Katie played.
Just have to pull her along, I guess,
that's
Katie.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
She's going whether she likes it or not.
That's right.
Majority rules in the house, I guess.
That's right. We're
talking to Katie McKnight, who is the middle school girls head coach, and also – didn't realize this. Dan didn't tell me that he was working you to death, working with the elementary teams as well. And Dad, Jimmy McKnight. Jimmy, are you vocal there on the sidelines?
Very. That's an understatement.
As you can see, very vocal. And sometimes it's a difficult situation to be in because I have to remember that I'm the dad, but I'm also the assistant coach, not the head coach. So I do my best to try to let her make those decisions. And to be very honest with you, she knows more about coaching basketball than I do. I've just been coming along for the ride over the years. And so she's the head coach, and I try to make suggestions. We try to discuss strategies, but ultimately it's her call, and so she deserves the credit when we do.
Katie, here's a piece of paper. Would you like him to write that down?
Yes.
And
yes.
Sign it? So you may never hear that again.
I know.
Is there a notary anywhere?
He really does do a good job. He's a very dominant personality. And when we first started this, I thought, we're going to have trouble because, you know, the roles were reversed. But he does a very good job.
Would you say that you would be kind of – are your personalities the same?
I think in most ways, yes.
She has some of her mother and some of her father.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess all kids are like that. But sometimes that can be good. And you just have to know as dad, here's happy medium, you know.
Right.
And it's still very much a learning experience. But I'm sure you say, hey, Katie, maybe we should do this or do that. But ultimately, she's the one who's going to make the decision.
Right. And we agree that we disagree sometimes. And philosophies have changed. The game has changed significantly since I played. And I don't necessarily agree with everything that the game is nowadays and how we play defense and offense and whatever. But I defer because usually what they're doing works.
So who's right more times than not?
Only because I've got Dan behind me.
Well, I mean, what you want to do is teach a similar philosophy to the head coach on the high school level. So the learning curve is not so great when you get there to
right.
the high school.
And that's what we're doing. We take the elementary team and teach a scaled back version what they can handle physically and mentally, and then we just intensify in junior high, and then Dan can just, you know, expound on that in high school, and it makes the job easier, and it's helped the program become successful.
We are talking this morning to Katie McKnight and Jimmy McKnight. Katie, talk to us about how the year has gone so far, and I know we kind of briefly got into it, and then I got into some family stuff again, but let's talk about the Lady Cougars middle school team.
We started off two losses against two pretty good teams. We lost to Eagleville first, and it was a two-point loss to Eagleville, and then we lost pretty good to Unionville, and Unionville ended up being one of the top teams in our district. Then we did fairly well. We won several district or, you know, conference games after that. And then we finished second. It was actually a three-way tie for second place in our conference. And we ended up losing the
tiebreaker.
Yes, yes, and ended up being even further down than we wished to be. We got put out of our conference tournament. We played Liberty and had a tough game that Ashland and a couple other of my girls got in foul trouble early, and we struggled. So, but really, all in all, I think we had a better season than most people suspected us having, coming off the loss of players like Jazz Bond and some of the others that we had had, you know, two consecutive years of no losses.
You know, we carried 11 girls on the roster and finished with 9, and five or six of those girls were sixth graders. So we had some elementary girls playing both ways this year. So, we had to pull up some girls to give us some depth, and they did really good job. They really did a good job.
I know that when you have to do that, that can help and hurt depending on how the situation is handled with kids. Obviously, you're not going to bring up a kid who you don't feel can contribute, but maybe they can contribute, but they're not all there
right.
In terms of what it would do to them emotionally. So right. You have to pick and choose carefully, I guess.
Well, and the girls that have really got, the sixth graders that have seen minutes this year, like Sarah Mathis and Tierra Talley, it's been fun to see them grow. You know, as sixth graders, it's time for them to step up not only in their elementary team, but even on the junior high team. And they really have made leaps and bounds mentally and emotionally, growth-wise.
So Wilkerson and Buckner are how old? Are they sixth graders, seventh graders?
Buckner is a seventh grader. Adams is a seventh grader. Wilkerson and Autumn. Warner are eighth graders, so
okay.
They'll be moving up.
So you've got a little bit
yes.
of all.
Yes.
You know, so not a total rebuild, but you did right. lose a couple of important cogs
well,
to the team.
My point guard's going to be number one.
Yeah. Well, so by the time you make that move up, they'll be helping Coach Wilkerson.
Right, right. In fact, they start practice tomorrow, so
is that
the eighth
right?
graders too, yes. He's going to bring them up.
That is a unique situation too, because
yes.
not a lot of other teams
have that opportunity,
have that luxury. Mm-hmm. I guess Eagleville would mm-hmm. Have that luxury
right.
to be able to do that, and it's I kind of think of it as baseball getting to that point where they can add to their roster, you know, right for the playoff push. That's kind of important to add some depth, and especially if they can contribute.
Yes, yes, and I think both of them will be able to.
Not only that, but if you add them in, and they know the plays. I mean,
right.
do you do the
right.
same kind of plays
yes.
and everything?
Yes, we do. And we kind of look at it as that's our job is to prepare these younger ones before they hit the floor in high school. So we have the same sets.
We started that program, and I was not on the ground floor of that, but helped with some coaching when she was in the sixth grade. And so that's when we really started working with those younger girls to get them up to speed, and it picked other parents picked it up early, and then we've picked it up as she graduated and took it over. So it's been going on for a while.
You know, you're playing against teams who've had tradition for years and years and years, and trying to build that and remain competitive. And I mean, I'm talking to you know. MTCS was just a step away, maybe a layup and a three-pointer away from making their first trip to the state tournament a couple of years ago, and to be able to make that jump from where it was a few years, even when you were playing,
yes,
Katie,
that's
huge, and I think it's because of these young people getting this experience so early.
Right.
Not only that, but being proud to put on the orange and white, you know, growing up in it. You grew up in it. Your kids grew up in it. You still wear the orange and white. I mean, you wouldn't put on maroon and white, I'm sure.
probably not, and my mother would be mad if I did. Just being able to be a second, third generation, to see a lot of the folks that I know and went to school with, or maybe still work there, and to see their kids and their grandkids, and to keep it going, it's a fantastic thing. It's really good.
Well, where are we in the season now? I know that you played a game in the Hale tournament just a few minutes ago.
Middle school is done.
Middle school
is done.
Boy, that's a hard interview.
It is.
He made you come in. You know, you lose your last game, and he made you come in. Huh?
We have an elementary game left.
Okay.
We play Watertown today, in fact, in the James C. Hale at 12:45. So win or lose, depending upon whether we keep going or not.
So now there's the elementary league has some sixth grade teams, is that
yes.
right?
Yes. In fact, we try to play, I try to schedule the same teams. You know, Unionville has a sixth grade team. Cascade has a sixth grade team. It's the same teams that we play middle school. So these girls see the same girls throughout. So that's nice.
Yeah.
We play about a 16 to 20 game schedule with the elementary team. Travel, home and aways with everybody.
And so the Hill tournament is kind of the end.
Yeah,
wrap up.
Yeah, and then there's a sixth grade division for boys and girls in the Hill tournament. So we have a boys sixth grade team also. So
the Hill tournament seems like it goes on until May 15th, but I know it doesn't. It's only a few weeks, but there's a lot of hard work, a couple of weeks here that goes into it, and a lot of basketball that's played over that time. Takes a lot of people, a lot of parents. I'm sure you all are very important to that, but many others. So started today.
Yes.
Last night.
Was it last night?
They had some games last night, and it is a tremendous amount of volunteers, and that's what makes MTCS what it is. There's a lot of people that just step in there and do a lot of good work.
Not only that, I guess you get to host the District 9A tournament high school
that's
this
right.
year, too. So
that's one of the blessings of having that new gym facility that gives us the opportunity to host some tournaments and to have some people in, and they have the place to do that now. It's a good thing for the school.
If you build it, they will come. There's a lot to be said about that. I knew as soon as it went up that there would be tournament after tournament hosted there, which is the way it should be. It's one of the premier single-A facilities in the state.
It is. It's a good spot. That little gym was kind of intimidating to some of those high school teams, but it's nice that we have a new facility.
And you get to, back in 2007, I'm sure it was being talked about at that time.
Right,
I'm not sure if
right.
there was construction going on, but to be able to see that now, I guess that's pretty neat, even though you didn't get to play on the court.
It's special. I'm kind of glad I didn't get to play in the big gym because, the little gym is home for me.
Yeah.
But it's really neat to see the girls that get to play it and make new memories in that gym.
We play all our elementary games in the small gym still, so it's like where we should be.
Yeah. You're home away from home.
Right. That's right.
Well, I'm sure that you will you will have some time to do other things other than basketball, but you have been immersed in it, so it's sometimes hard to get away and make that change. But Jimmy, I know that it's got to be really neat for you, so I'm proud for you and proud for you, Katie. And keep us updated on what's going on with you, because I think MTCS fans will be glad to hear about your successes down the road. Good luck, and I guess May's going to be pretty special walking across that stage.
Yes, sir.
graduates on her birthday.
Is that right?
Wonderful birthday present.
May 5th.
And, wonderful birthday present for you, too. One less semester to pay for, huh?
That's right.
All right, Jimmy, appreciate it. Katie, good to see you this morning. Good luck in that elementary game,
by
the way.
Thank you.
Judy Coates put together a scoreboard for us, and we're going to get to that after we take this time out here on Cougar Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. So hope you'll stay with us as we wrap things up here in just a moment.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org. E1 Autos and Evans Auto Exchange is proud to support MTCS Athletics. Jimmy Evans and family own and operate E1 Autos. You can find them online at e1auto.com. That's E1auto.com. And also Evans Auto Exchange. EvansAutoExchange.com. You can custom order a specific vehicle or check out their extensive inventory and never leave home. It's all there. Make, model, picture, and a price. E1 Autos is at 1605 Memorial Boulevard, or call 896-CARS. That's 896-2277. Evans Auto Exchange is at 2240 Northwest Broad, 895-6990, 895-6990. Jimmy Evans, E1 Autos, and Evans Auto Exchange, proud to support the Orange and White of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Giving students from pre-kindergarten through high school the opportunity to grow academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
We're going to continue to work to build that academic program to give those graduates the best opportunities they can have.
President Lynn Watson of Middle Tennessee Christian School.
We encourage them to give us a call, come and spend a day with us, and just see what it's like here at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
MTCS Cougar Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Let's run down that Cougar Corner scoreboard this morning. And again, our thanks to Judy Coates for putting together all of the scores. A big week this week, high school basketball. Boys style on Tuesday. A win, 48-40 over Eagleville. Micah Farmer had 19. Derek Spears had 12 in that game. Last night, a loss at Huntland, 78-64. Spears, 21. Farmer, 17. Brown, 14. And as we talked to Coach Piercy last week, it's having those three in double figures is big. Now how can they finish games? So good luck this next week to the boys and girls basketball teams and girls play. MTCS defeated Eagleville 51-50. Had them all the way. Megan Smith had 16. Ashley Sadler had 12. Julia Howard and Julianne Peters had 9 in that game. Last night, lost 32-26 to Huntland. Megan Smith had 10. Julianne Peters with 7. On the junior high side, on Monday versus Carroll Oakland, 45-36 win. Joseph Peck had 13. Luke Howell, 18. And on Tuesday, versus Esel Harding, lost 47-30. Let's see. Girls play this week. As we were talking to Katie just a second ago, kind of a tough week. Lost on Monday 41-32 to Carroll Oakland. Buckner had 20. Ashlyn Wilkerson had 9. On Tuesday, lost Ezell Harding 34-29. Wilkerson had 15, and Abby Buckner had 10. And, of course, we heard Coach McKnight just mentioned that lost to Watertown in the tournament, the Hale tournament. So MTCS season, high school or junior high wise, is over. The James C. Hale tournament first round already underway. The junior high boys play South Fentress. Actually playing them, I would assume, right now or in the later stages of that game. On Monday, the Cougar Cubs basketball team is our teams at Community. Tuesday, high school versus Community, and Friday, high school at Moore County. That is a look at the Cougar Corner scoreboard and schedule of games that are coming up. And again, thanks to Ms. Coates for helping us out with that. Our broadcast schedule this coming week, we will be on Tuesday at Blackman with the Siegel-Blackman game, and on Friday at Riverdale with the Blackman-Riverdale game. That's Tuesday, Friday. Cougar fans, next Tuesday, the 24th, will be at MTCS for the games with Forest. That's a look at the schedule. Right back here with boys basketball coaches next Saturday morning here on the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner. So we encourage you to tune in and stay tuned throughout the rest of the day. The Lady Raiders and Raiders playing basketball on the road at FAU today. The women's game pregame at 1:30, tip-off at 2. The men's game will follow with a pregame at 5:30, tip-off at 6 o'clock. See you back here next Saturday. Stay tuned. The Rutherford Home Show guys are coming up next. Dean Higby and Dave Gober for my broadcast partner, John Dinkins, and all the coaches this morning. Ricky Turner and everyone here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Trey Alsop and everyone at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. We thank all of them and thank you for tuning in this morning. So long, everyone. We'll see you back here next Saturday.
You've been listening to Cougar Corner with Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Middle Tennessee Christian School coaches, live from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. Keep up with MTCS Athletics online at mtcscougars.org, the official website of Middle Tennessee Christian School. And don't miss joining us here on WGNS AM FM again next week for another edition of Cougar Corner.